As he rounded the front end of the truck, he thought he heard voices in the distance. He walked faster. When he cleared the copse of trees, he broke into a run. Someone was running toward the road. A gunshot cracked the air. The runner was Carrie. She tripped and fell hard. She didn't move. Kovac's mind was going wild. Had she been shot? Had she been dropped by Dempsey in a hunting rifle? He didn't look beyond her to see, but barreled down what once had been a driveway. If the shooter had a scope, he was screwed, but he kept running. Carrie! He dropped to his knees as he reached her. Carrie! She lay face down, crying weakly. Kovac put two fingers against her throat and found her pulse racing wildly. He bent down close and brushed her hair back. Carrie, it's me, it's Sam. Can you hear me? Just lie still. Feeling his way gingerly down her back, he expected his hand to come away bloody from the gunshot that had dropped her, but he couldn't find an entry wound. Headlights washed over them. Tippin roared in with the squad car, skidding sideways to a stop between them and the building, giving them cover. Carrie, Kovac said, are you shot? Did he shoot you? All she could do was shake and cry harder.
I killed him, she cried. Oh my God, I killed him.
Kovac eased her over onto her side, brushed her hair back from her face. His hand was shaking like an old man's. Shh, it's okay. You're okay, he said softly. He pulled his suit coat off and covered her with it. Where the hell was backup? Where the hell was the ambulance? She pushed herself up with one arm and tried to wipe her face with a hand that was covered in blood. Jesus Christ, he said under his breath. To Carrie, he said, lie down. Carrie, lie down. Just lie down. She shook her head.
No, I want to go home.
Carrie, lie down, Kovac said more forcefully. You're bleeding. She looked at her hand, confused.
It's not mine, she said,
but she sounded disoriented, maybe delusional. God damn it, Carrie, lie down or I'm putting a knee into your chest and holding you down. Still confused, she sank back down. Kovac grabbed the lower part of the man's shirt she wore and tore it open. His hands came away bloody from the shirt, but he could find no wound on her belly.
It's not mine,
she said again, sitting up.
I killed him.
Clutching Kovac's arms, she fell against him, sobbing. Kovac put his arms around her and held her tight while she cried, telling her again and again, it's all right. It's over now. It's over. He knew that that wasn't true. It wasn't over. Carrie Moore couldn't just go home and walk back into her life as if nothing had ever happened. She would have to be interviewed, would have to recount and relive what had happened to her here. She would have to be checked over by a doctor for injuries. If she had been sexually assaulted, she would have to endure the rape exam. God, he hoped that wasn't the case. She'd had enough trauma without adding rape survivor to the list. Tippin came around the back of the car. Is she all right? Kovac didn't know quite how to respond, so he didn't. What's going on? Where's Dahl? Where's Dempsey? Dead and dead. Dahl was shot in the face. Looks like Dempsey has a single stab wound.
I killed him,
Carrie said, still crying against Kovac's shoulder.
I killed him. I killed a man.
Kovac stroked his hand over her wet hair. It had begun to rain in earnest. Thunder rumbled overhead. In the near distance, he could hear sirens approaching. Shh, it's over, he said quietly. It's over. You're safe now. That's all that matters.